you have to remember that is a cumulative total that has accumulated over many, many years. And that, so, I mean, it'll grow. We've seen growth in there in the amount, you know, in that $2 to $3 million per year. But the $57 million is a cumulative total that is currently on the books, and some of those are several years old.
In fact, the county commission has written off a number of these liens. At what point does the county make the decision that they're going to write off or forgive a lien?
Well, we have established some policy, and it was established many, many years ago as part of a committee process, taking a look at the liens and trying to, and it was in conjunction with the more active collection effort that we were trying to do. And so many years ago, back in the 90s, and that we established some policies about here are the liens that we will review on an annual basis, and if necessary, you know, we'll do compromise, because it just made no sense to carry these liens on the books for that long when we weren't seeing any type of collection on them whatsoever. And we did that when we went to a more aggressive collection policy, where now we do turn liens over to a collection agency to help us collect on a lien. And, you know, we've been doing that for a number of years, but part of the problem with the kind of liens that we have and the kind of assistance is there's a reason we gave the assistance in the first place, is because the person met income guidelines and couldn't afford the service, so the county paid for it. And then to go back any time real soon after that assistance is given and expect and demand full payment is just unrealistic, because they didn't have the money in the first place, and that's why we provided the assistance.
Ken McFarland joins us. He's the administrative assistant to the Minnehaha County Commission. So when we're talking about these liens, Ken, I mean, are these property taxes that, in most cases, that were owed to the county?
No, they are not. Whenever the county gives assistance, and that can be in the form of attorney services, either through our public defender's office, public advocate, or in many cases, we might have to go to private court-appointed attorneys. That's one category of service that we provide. Another would be what we call human services assistance, and that's when people need help with hospital bills or rent assistance or food or dental or transportation or utilities. So the county provides assistance in a number of different ways and pays a number of different bills in those categories. By law, when the county does that, a lien is automatically created for the value of that service. And that is then placed against that individual, and it becomes a lien against that individual for any future or, you know, personal property or real property that they may own now and in the future.
Well, and now I understand what you're saying, because then that the problem therein lies that the people that you're helping, you're having to help in the first place because they don't have the means in some cases to help themselves, which is why they can't pay the county back.
Correct.
All right. So what are the chances? What kinds of things can they, you know, you're talking about more aggressive collection efforts. Let me back up just a little bit. The county is one of those government agencies that doesn't necessarily have the ability to tax or benefit from taxes, perhaps as much as, you know, cities. We see the city of Sioux Falls, for instance, being able to benefit and have some latitude in as far as what they can charge with the sales tax, maybe a little more taxing mechanism. What challenge does it pose to Minnehaha County not being able to collect on $50 million?
Well, again, I mean, like you pointed out, our revenue sources are extremely limited and they're extremely controlled by the state. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the county doesn't receive one penny in sales tax revenue. We receive none of that. And, you know, and that's a pretty good economic engine for the city of Sioux Falls that they benefit from that we do not. And so our revenues are really limited to property taxes, and it's tightly controlled with the property tax limitation, and then our non-property tax revenues in the form of fees and fees for services, which in many cases are also tightly controlled by the state. And so but it doesn't relieve us of some very expensive responsibilities in the form of law enforcement and criminal defense and welfare assistance. So those are all big dollar items. And yes, the county does struggle to meet those obligations, but that's what we're in the business to do, and that's our responsibility. And, you know, I always tell people the county's real good at making sweaters out of lint balls. I mean, we absolutely know how to stretch a dollar.
No question about that, right, absolutely. Ken McFarland is on the line with us. He's the administrative assistant to the Minnehaha County Commission. Other than more aggressive collection efforts, Ken, what else can be done to try to collect on that those $50 million in liens?
Well, one of the things that we encourage people to do is that, and this is the nice thing, if there is a nice thing, about a lien. The lien, once it hits the books, it never goes up. You know, there's never any interest charged on it. So it's always the same original amount of the service provided. And an individual, if they want to make payments on a lien, can make as small as payments as they can afford, and that for as long as it may take. I have people who have liens of several thousand dollars who quite regularly come in and pay $5 a month, $10 a month. And we encourage people to do that, because where these really come up and can hurt a person is that in the event that they may in fact improve their economic situation and they are in a position to perhaps purchase their first home, one of the first things that a title company does is check the lien record. And if there's a lien, then that becomes an automatic encumbrance against the property they're attempting to buy, and that lien needs to be taken care of prior to closing. And so we deal with this on a weekly basis, where people find out when they're buying a house that there's a lien for some service that they had. So we really encourage people, you know, to remember that these never go away until they're either discharged or paid, you know, by either paid in full by the applicant or discharged by the county commission.